Our story revolves around a very interesting individual in Talmud. His name was Abba, which was a common name in the time of Talmud, which is also an interesting fact because Abba also meant Mister in the days of the Talmud. Rava was short for Rabbi Abba. Rabba was short for Rabbi Abba. There was a Rabbi Abba, more than one Rabbi Abba in the Talmud. So whenever you encounter Rabbi Abba in the Talmud, you have to analyze who is it. Shmuel's father, we know Shmuel was Rebbe's doctor. Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim. He was a disciple of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi of Rebbe. And Shmuel was a doctor and an astronomer. And Shmuel's father is called throughout the Talmud Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. There's a very interesting discussion in the Talmud that Shmuel's father was out on a business trip. He was out for a year. And his wife became pregnant and gave birth to Shmuel. So no one knew, hey, wait a second, how'd she become pregnant? Where'd Shmuel come from, right? That's a good question. So the Talmud discusses, the Talmud validated that he was Shmuel's father. There's a long discussion in Tosfos how this happened. Maybe it's the first case of almost in vitro fertilization. There's a discussion in the Talmud that different ways in which this could have worked. But at any rate, it's an interesting story, right? Shmuel was in question. The Talmud tells us a story that when Shmuel's father passed away, so he had in his possession money that belonged to orphans, and everyone started saying, Shmuel's father died without giving back the money to the orphans. So Shmuel went to visit him. He went to the graveyard, and he sees the spirit sitting there and studying, and he says, I want Abba. So they tell him there are a lot of Abbas around here. So he says, I want Abba, the son of Abba. I guess his father and his grandfather were named Abba. So they tell him there are a lot of people around here whose name is Abba ben Abba. So he says, I want Abba, the son of Abba, the father of Shmuel. So they said, oh, hey, we'll get him for you. So you see, the Talmud tells us the story. In passing, you notice that in heavens, they did validate that he was his father. But the Talmud already tells us that in spite of the questions around Shmuel's conception, the Talmud tells us that his father was his father. How exactly it happened, there's a discussion in the Talmud. Maybe he came home when no one knew it. The Talmud has one discussion that he had a quick way of getting home that other people were unaware of, and he got home, and he was with his wife that night, and he went out and continued the business trip, and people didn't know about it. That's one answer. There's another answer that's more complicated than that. But at any rate, he was a big sage in Babylon, and he was known for his honesty. Now, Shmuel's father, Shmuel, was also a big sage. Now, Abba, Shmuel's father, used to deal with expensive cloth. And he was a very successful and wealthy merchant. Now, he was once en route to sell his cloth. And he came to the city Nitzivin, which was near Israel. Nitzivin was a city near Israel and very distant from Babylon. Now, he came to the city of Nitzivin where the great sage Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lived. And Abba went in to visit him. Now, he's visiting the sage Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He also offers him some of his samples, some of his clothes. And Rabbi Yehuda looks at the clothes and he chooses one. He says, I want to buy this type. This type I like. So Abba remembered the sample that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira chose. And when he came the second time to the city Nitzivin, he came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and he brought him the cloth that he had wanted. Now, he figured that when Rabbi Yehuda said, I like that cloth, what Rabbi Yehuda meant is he means to be placing an order. So he comes back with that cloth. When he brings it to Rabbi Yehuda, he sees that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is not so happy with the cloth. So, he asked him, didn't you tell me you want to buy this cloth, this type of silk? So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, I just told you I like that one. I would like to buy it. I didn't say I decided I want to place an order for this one. You showed me your clothes. I said, I like that one. I didn't mean to place an order. I don't need silk right now. If I meant to buy it, I would have at least paid you part of the money in advance. I wouldn't have just placed an order without paying anything. So Abba said, what do you mean? Don't you think I trust you better than your money? I knew that if I assumed you meant to place an order, and I trust you, I don't need a down payment from you. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira says, what do you mean? How could you take an order without a down payment? Abba says, but I trust you. I don't need your down payment. Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, so you brought that order because you trust me? So okay, I'll stick to my word. And even though I didn't mean to make the order, but because you filled the order, because you really trusted me, okay, if you trusted me, so that's reason enough, I'm going to buy it. And I bless you, that may be the will of Hashem, that you will have a son that will be trusted like Shmuel the prophet, that it says about Shmuel that everyone throughout Israel knew that he was trustworthy, that you could trust him, that when he says, his word becomes true like the word of, that it's the word of God. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's blessing came true. And Abba had a son whose name was Shmuel, and he was one of the greatest sages in the Talmud. Shmuel became the disciple of Rebbe, and the words of Shmuel, till today, we say in monetary matters, if there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is like Shmuel. So his blessing came true. Now that we know this story, we could quote the second understanding as to how Shmuel's mother became pregnant. It says that it could be that the Talmud says that seed can live for 3 days. A man's seed can live for 3 days. But there can be instances where the seed can remain living for longer, depending on where it's placed. So there can be far-out circumstances where a man's seed can remain alive for a longer period of time, depending on its environment. So the Talmud suggests that his mother got pregnant in the bath. Now the Talmud says, wait a second, if you're going to start assuming that women could get pregnant in the bath, then you have to worry about a lot of women going to the bath, and you can never persecute a woman for cheating on her husband. Maybe she got pregnant in the bath, you know, if you're going to go for that. So there are a lot of questions on this answer, right? That's a really problematic answer. But if we say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who was one of the great sages of that day, he blessed him that his wife should become pregnant. So it could be that that's why, even though in that case it wasn't, it was abnormal that his wife should become pregnant. You need a million circumstances to come together for it to happen. Well, okay, if he blessed him, maybe that's why God made it happen that way. But we see that the rabbis validated that he was his father. However they verified it in those days, they did validate it to the point where no one knows that Shmuel's father's name was Abba. The Talmud always calls him Avuah de Shmuel, Shmuel's father. The Talmud was so certain in its validation that this was his legitimate father, that he wasn't a bastard, that he was not a mamzer, that his mother did not cheat on his father, that throughout the Talmud, Abba is known as Avuah de Shmuel. You ask the average person, what's Shmuel's father's name? Anyone who learned Talmud would tell you his name is Avuah de Shmuel. That's what he's called throughout the Talmud, Shmuel's father. The Talmud validated it for whatever reason. However, they verified it. So,